authority. Contradictory? Yes, but oh so true. Consider who has more power in a business negotiation. If you want to make the strongest possible deal, who should you send to the bargaining table? The CEO or someone at a lower level? The answer is counterintuitive. Quite often, the lower-level employee can make the better deal. Why? Because no matter how powerful the opposing arguments, the weak representative cannot close the deal. Even in the face of persuasive arguments, he or she can only say, "I'm sorry, but I can't give you an answer until I consult with my boss," only to come back the next day and say, "I'm sorry, but I couldn't convince my boss." A powerful negotiator, on the other hand, might be convinced and accept the offer, even if later there was regret. Successful negotiators understand this bargaining ploy and won't let their opponents get away with it. When I discussed this with a friend, a successful lawyer, she laughed at me. "Hey," she said, "if the other side tried that on me, I'd call them on it. I won't let them play that game with me." Machines do play this game on us, and we don't have any way of refusing. When the machine intervenes, we have no alternatives except to let it take over. It's this or nothing, they are saying, where nothing is not an option. Consider Tom's predicament. He asks his car's navigation system for directions, and it provides them. Sounds simple. Human-machine interaction. A nice dialogue. But notice Tom's lament. "It doesn't give me any say." Designers of advanced technology are proud of the communication capabilities they have built into their systems. But closer analysis shows this to be a misnomer. There is no communication, none of the back-and-forth discussion that characterizes true dialogue. Instead, we have two monologues. We issue commands to the machine, and it in turn commands us. Two monologues do not make a dialogue. In this particular case, Tom does have a choice. If he turns the navigation system off, the car still functions, so because his navigation system doesn't give him enough say over the route, he simply doesn't use it. But other systems do not provide this option. The only way to avoid them is not to use the car. The problem is that these systems can be of great value. Flawed though they may be, they can save lives. The question, then, is how we can change the way we interact with our machines to take better advantage of their strengths and virtues, while at the same time eliminating their annoying and sometimes dangerous actions. As our technology becomes more powerful, its failure in terms of collaboration and communication becomes ever more critical. Collaboration means synchronizing one's activities as well as explaining and giving reasons. It means having trust, which can only be formed through experience and understanding. With automatic, so-called intelligent devices, trust is sometimes conferred undeservedly, or withheld equally undeservedly. Tom decided not to trust his navigational system's instructions, but in some instances, rejecting technology can cause harm. For example, what if Tom turned off his car's anti-skid brakes or the stability control? Many drivers believe they can control the car better than these automatic controls. But anti-skid and stability systems actually perform far better than all but the most expert professional drivers. They have saved many lives. But how does the driver know which systems can be trusted? Designers tend to focus on the technology, attempting to automate whatever possible for safety and convenience. Their goal is complete automation, except where this is not yet possible because of technical limitations or cost concerns. These limitations, however, mean that the tasks can only be partially automated, so the person must always monitor the action and take over whenever the machine can no longer perform properly. Whenever a task is only partially automated, it is essential that each party, human and machine, know what the other is doing and what is intended. Two monologues do not make a dialogue. Socrates. "You know, Phaedrus, that's the strange thing about writing. They seem to talk to you as if they were intelligent."